Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, cool. Now, The Haven is the big homie. Now, and it's just coming to me now. I might have to look up that interview with Dame Dash on the Breakfast Club. I don't know if it was the first one or the second one or whatever. And he brought his OG. And he told the world that this is my OG. This is where I learned everything from. You understand what I'm saying? And he kept it respectful. And he's a grown-ass man, damn near over 50. And he's telling everybody, this is my OG. This is where I learned it from. And he brung him to the interview to show people, like, nah, this is the OG. This is my OG. This is where I got my game from. The Haven is synonymous to, you know, Dame Dash OG. It's the same thing. The Haven is Jay-Z's OG. He put him on to the game. The whole Reasonable Doubt. That's The Haven. When Jay-Z got shot, when he said, on the uptown high block, I got my side sprayed up, sort of like screaming about the get back. You know what I'm saying? Death in his eyes, throw his eyes, say, pray for me. I do you one better. I slay these niggas faithfully. He's talking about The Haven. The Haven brought Jay-Z uptown to go cop some work from these Colombians or some niggas or whatever, whatever. And Jay-Z had the jewels on, the chains on, and niggas was going to rob Jay-Z because of what he had on. And The Haven, like, shield him and pushed him up the block. And The Haven got shot up for Jay-Z, and Jay-Z bounced. He didn't even come back to the block to see if the nigga was all right, no nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I kind of understand what you may say that, you know, he's, you're getting tired of The Haven. But, listen, let me put the phone number in real quick, and I'm going to play this. I heard some of it. Hold on. We're going to get right to it. And I promise, sorry, everybody, I'm not going to, you know, talk too much, but all right. Putting the number in right now. All right. Here we go. My nigga Brooklyn and Cali, call in after this. All right, we're going to get right to it. Hold on, I'm sorry. Hold on.
If I'm on time, you know I'm hype, right? You know I'm hype. You know, if I'm on time, you know I'm hype. Shout out. What it do. Let them come in the building. And meanwhile, post the comments about what y'all think about the song, though. Meanwhile, post your comments, because I'm going to go back and read it and see, because I want some of the people to say, you know, what, you know, be like, okay. What is he talking about? He ain't talking about you and this and that. All those people that had something to say and shit, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure you post your comment about how you feel about the song. Come on in, share, man. Let the people know. Come on in, because we about to, like, this one's gonna do some numbers. Feel me? So I'm gonna give you time to come on in. Shout out, man. I just came from a basketball game, man. Shout out, what is it, Big Wop Tournament, Inglewood. Shit was dope, man. They did a lot for the kids, man. That shit was definitely, you know what I'm saying, something new for me and shit. I ain't gonna rock like that, you know what I'm saying, in Inglewood, man. So shout out to them out there, man. That shit was dope, the tournament. Niggas was balling out there. Shout out to my niggas I knew out there. Yo, I'm gonna tell you, bro. Like when I go to these places, man, when I tell you, I be out here in these streets, I be out here in every city, man. I really do. And shout out to the homies, man, that really recognize, man. I ain't gotta say no names, but shout out to the niggas that recognize, man. That, you know what I'm saying? Open up doors and let it be known who in the building. You get what I'm saying? And salute. You know what I'm saying? Real recognize real, man. And I enjoy that kind of respect, man. And the hospitality, man, that y'all give me to come up in there and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's y'all area. That's y'all house. You know what I'm saying? And it feel good to represent where I'm from. And that's what you recognize me by. So shout out to all the homies out there that was out there at the basketball game. What else? Yo, shout out to the kids going back to school tomorrow, man. Shout out to the kids going back to school tomorrow. That's what's up, man. Root for them, man. You know what I'm saying? It's back around for them to be in school and shit. So, you know, it's a big deal, man, for parents.
Oh, shit.
And everything will be...
my bad, y'all. My bad. I'm had to bring it back. My bad. I'm gonna bring it back. I thought. Sorry about that. That's why I had to look on my phone. So I apologize for that. I apologize. All right, I'm gonna bring it back right now. I really apologize, everybody. Sorry. All right, let's go. All right, apologize, everybody. Sorry, everybody.
If I'm on time, you know I'm hype. Shout out. What it do? Let them come in the building. And meanwhile, post the comments about what y'all think about the song, though. Meanwhile, post your comments because I'm going to go back and read.
Would you
want to
watch another movie?
I want some of the people to say, you know, what, you know, be like, yo, well, what is he talking about? He ain't talking about you and this and that. All those people that have something to say and shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's make sure you post your comment about how you feel about the song. Come on in, share, man. Let the people know. Come on in, because we about to, like, this one going to do some numbers. Feel me? So I'm going to give you time to come on in.
Hold on, I got
to one more. Shout out, man. I just came from a basketball game, man. Shout out, what is it, Big Rock Tournament, Inglewood. Shit was dope, man. They did a lot for the kids, man. That shit was definitely, you know what I'm saying, something new for me and shit. I didn't know they rock like that. You know what I'm saying? At Inglewood, man. So shout out to them out there, man. That shit was dope. The tournament niggas was balling out there. Shout out to my niggas I knew out there. I'm going to tell you, bro. Like, when I go to these places, man, when I tell you, I be out here in these streets. I be out here in every city, man. I really do. And shout out to the homies, man, that really recognize, man. I ain't got to say no names, but shout out to the niggas that recognize, man, that, you know what I'm saying? Open up doors and let it be known who in the building. You get what I'm saying? And salute. You know what I'm saying? Real recognize real, man. And I enjoy that kind of respect, man. And the hospitality, man, that y'all give me to come up in there and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's y'all area. That's y'all house. You know what I'm saying? And it feel good to represent where I'm from. And that's what you recognize me by. So shout out to all the homies out there that was out there at the basketball game. What else? Yo, shout out to the kids going back to school tomorrow, man. Shout out to the kids going back to school tomorrow. That's what's up, man. Root for them, man. You know what I'm saying? It's back around for them to be in school and shit. So, you know, it's a big deal, man, for the parents and everything. And everything going to be new for them and shit. So shout out to the kids going back to school tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. Shout out to Q. Yo, for real. Before this live is over, man, for real, on the respect for me, you know what I'm saying? Hit my man Paige up, man. You gotta hit my man Page up, man. His handle. Hold on, his handle, man. Is, hold on, boy. I ain't missing this one. Yeah, he got the Moment of Clarity. It's called the Moment of Clarity, man. At Moment of Clarity Podcast, man. He's dope, man. He's not only just dope at what he, you know, his information and his knowledge about this game. Hit him up, man. He's a real good friend of mine, this shit, man. And you got to see what he got going on over there. Got to see what he got going over there. Shout out to my man Q, man. Like, you already know, a dope friend of mine. When I put somebody out there like that, it is what it is, man. Y'all going to see us do something real major when it comes to this project, this J project, man. So shout out to Q, man, for recognizing shit for what it is, man. And what else? Oh, don't forget, I know y'all always see Pretty Gangsta on my shit, howling shit. Shout out to Pretty Gangsta. Happy birthday. you know what I'm saying? I don't know where a lot of Marcy May legal stuff would be if it wasn't for you. You're dope. I appreciate everything you've done, and happy birthday, and I wish you happy to go. And I see you still on deck. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you. Man, hit her up, man. Y'all looking for some more work, some contracts. Y'all looking for some PR work, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to holler at her, man. She's real professional about what she do. Other than that, right? Oh, man, it's been a good weekend. Like, yo, every time Jay do something, man, it don't be me, but it's like y'all go inside my box and be like, what I think, and is that you? And then I go listening and shit, and that shit, you know. Starting off with that, right? You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get to that, right? Starting off, really sure you skip on that. Because I had to write some notes down because I'm good at forgetting this shit. And I asked y'all what y'all think about it. Yo, when I first heard it, right? It's almost like I forgot Rick Ross and Lil Wayne was on the shit. You know what I'm saying? Realize how long this verse was. And that's what everybody talked about. I'm just messing. I'm just getting to, you know, how things are with this situation. How I feel. This is my opinion, perspective of shit. Like, why would Rick and or Lil Wayne even allow it? Why didn't he just say, yo, nah, God, let that nigga get the whole album? You know what I'm saying? Shit. If he gonna do that shit, let that nigga get the album. Shit. I pull me off. But, you know, that go to show, you know, how much they look up to him. You know, look up to God, like look up to Hov like that. You know what I'm saying? In their mind, I guess. I'm just my opinion, you know, shit, I'm on the track with him and shit, but you see what happens when you think like that? Like, you still, I still don't remember nothing you said. I can't remember none of your bars and shit. Not to say that you whack, especially Lil Wayne. I fucks with Lil Wayne, but, you know what I'm saying? That's just me thinking from my perspective, because if it was the other way around, that nigga would never allow no shit like that. Jay would allow some shit like that. He tripping, man. And now, you think 50... Now, just tell you, I'm not, you think 50 would have went for some shit like that? nah, that shit ain't gonna work. It's almost like that Dame Dash was arguing about the jackets that was Def Jam. You know what I'm saying? But the only difference is this is on music. It's like, yo, this is like Jay record. Nah, why are y'all even on it? Like, just making this look like it's all our record. But anyway, you know, it's just my perspective and things. I still fuck with Rick and Lil Wayne. But when we get into the context of the music, people be like, yo, so what do you think? And, you know, and all of that. But I think about it, yo, I listen to that shit. I don't know how many times, man, how many times. And it's fire, right? it's almost like, yo, see, for me, right, and not for the children and the kids for this, because that shit go over their head. They not in that world. The kid, Like, really, unless you study this nigga, and like a lot of young niggas, some, you know, a certain following do, unless you study this nigga, you can understand it. But a lot of them, that's the drill era, they don't even understand what's going on here. Right. So that's just is what it is. So he over a different class ahead, right? But the people that can't understand, right? It's like I get energized because the shit he talking, right, is I'm a part of that shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm a part of that shit. You can't, when you start talking about that stove and shit, you start talking about that turnpike, my nigga, that's me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like fantasizing and nothing like this. I'm just listening to him take you back into a time where I'm there. Now, let's get that right. I'm there. You know what I'm saying? You can't be missing in the pot and the turnpike in certain situations that, like, I'm there. But the bigger picture is, you know, is how Emery is injected so much to overshadow, like, I'm not there. He can say every a million times, but it's not going to refrain from where I'm at, because don't forget who Emery is. Don't forget where Emery comes from. You know what I'm saying? Is you listen to Choke. Now, that comes from, Emery comes from my litter. You get what I'm saying? That's my litter. You get what I'm saying? So get that right. Now, Choke, that's what you mean when they say, yo, when you said the white boy said, oh yeah, we got the litter. Yeah, he comes from my litter. Niggas that know how to get money. You understand? But you know, it is who it is, what it is. But it goes to show, this is why Marcy made so important to show my side of the story. Because see, my side is just showing you that I'm there. I'm just telling my story. My side of the story is just showing you I'm there, no matter how much they try to, you know what I'm saying, navigate away from my shit. It gives it a new narrative, like I just wasn't there. So don't get me wrong, I'm celebrating. I ain't mad at him, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a part of history. He can't erase that. I'm just telling my story that makes you feel, yo, I'm there. You're not going, you know, you want to see the whole story, or y'all niggas want to see what he's saying, and it's cool, whatever. But when he start talking that shit, he talking us, bro. He talking my life. He talking the real shit. He talking about niggas that would have sold their soul and would have died for that shit. He talking about what he saw. He talking about our lives, niggas that sacrificed for real. So it's so deep. The music is so deep, and his words is it's like fentanyl to these niggas. It's really like fentanyl to these niggas' minds that can relate to this shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's so deep. You know what I'm saying? He talking that Emery did 10. Came back, got interest, did all this and this. Not mention, you know, Emery's my co-defendant. Don't get it fucked up. You understand? Don't get it fucked up with the names and order and that shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Emery did 10. I ain't do nothing. You understand what I'm saying? And it is what it is. It just shows, you know, how they try to rewrite history. I'm here, my nigga, and Marcy Mays. Shout out to Tubi. Y'all ain't seen Tubi yet. Y'all ain't seen my shit on Tubi yet. Y'all better share that shit. Shout out to Tubi, man. We doing good numbers. I don't want to switch off the track, but shout out to Tubi. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't seen it, get at it. Share it. Keep sharing it, because we coming up off of that. So when he started talking like that, you know what I'm saying, Emery in 10 years and this and that and all this, yo, what we sacrificed for this game. He talking about real shit. But it just ain't him. It's us, that niggas that was really in the trenches. He would never have these stories to talk about if he ain't see this shit. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just so real with it. He said he got away. His record is clean. Clean, my nigga. You feel me? His record is clean. Why you think that, my nigga? Why you think his record is clean? Because, real talk, when I say, yo, it would be none of this shit without me, my nigga. It would be none of this shit without me. It would be no Rockefeller, Dame Dash, all that shit without me. Because you guys, you label me as a snitch, right? You know, we knew that shit wasn't official. But real facts is, if I was to snitch, nigga, nobody be out here. None of y'all niggas would be telling no story. So who saves who? Nigga, who saves who, my nigga? Need to keep that in mind, my nigga. Y'all need to keep that in mind. Really, Emmy only did 10 because he did 10, bro. That's just it, what it is, because he got caught. But if I wanted to... If I was a snitch, my nigga, we all be fucked up, right? It would never have been a Rockefeller, right? And we all know that. So I share the success with you, my brother. I ain't hating, my nigga. I love the music. I understand what it's about. But that's just showing. I'm just breaking it down to how that shit be relating, bro, to who it comes back to all the time. You be shouting out this real nigga shit, my life. You be shouting out real shit that real niggas done. That y'all wish y'all would have done. And when you start talking about, shout out to T-Lo, rest in peace. One of the realest. We all know one of the realest. Shout out to T-Lo, we one of the realest. But case in point, don't ever get it fucked up. We know who T-Lo is, my nigga. Keep in mind that T-Lo, that's my right hand. And I'm going to leave that on your note. Keep that in mind. That's my right hand's right hand. And God forbid T-Lo was alive and them two together out on the street, that industry would have never been the same.
Put on a movie.
And I'll keep that 100 with you. So when you shout out real ones, nigga, that we know, we already know, son, you live, y'all, you know, you speak through our lives, man. And it's cool, bro. It's cool, bro. Get your billions. It's all right, my nigga. It's good. You know, it's all love because I'm just telling my story. Whenever, you know what I'm saying, when you relate to that turnpike and all that other shit, bro, that's our lives. What the fuck? You can't take me from that. I'm saying, and I'm not begging you to mention my name, bro, because I'm telling my own story over here. Shout out to Tubi again. You know what I'm saying? And Amazon, man, for keeping it 100, yo, it's just been successful, bro. You know, I hate to say it for the haters, man. I appreciate the haters, man, for all the energy that I get. But you can't tell me what God did. When I tell you God did, for me, God did.
God did.
You understand? That shit, he just finished telling me. It ain't God that got you out of jail. I'm going to tell you this, my nigga, and I don't know if you know my all right, nah. I don't know if you know my story. Are you back on? Give me a thumbs up if my shit is back on. Give me a thumbs up. You hear me? You're right. So when you tell this young nigga me that whole that you got, if he believe that you got him out of jail, my nigga, you already lost, King. You already lost, bro, King. If you believe that. That's why you need to see Marcy Mays, bro. Because I was there. I was there at that moment who I thought I got unfocused on who God was. But I found out who God was. You know what I'm saying? These niggas sitting here playing word games with this with this religion and God.
I just came back a little bit. But I'll say, because he said a while ago about God. That's why when he said about, you know, basically, like, it wasn't him, meaning the God, because he said that the God that these rappers, entertainers praise to is not the God that we think they are praising. I know y'all can read in between the lines. Let's go.
Y'all messed up. But anyway, I tell you what, where I'm at right now, where Way Marcy made is doing, that's God's word for real. That's God's word for real. And what else I want to address to that? And I love, like I said, man, I love the music. You know, the shit is like fentanyl to the streets, man, that really, for the niggas that recognize what that shit is. That shit is like fentanyl out here, you know what I'm saying? He killing it. He doing what he do best, man. That's like I keep telling you, that's therapies for him. That's therapies for him. And it's sad that, you know, the way he's laying it down and mentioning Emery and this and keeping me out the box and Luke, it is what it is, you know what I mean? I'm cool with that because I have the opportunity to tell my own story and shit. So it's just two sides to the two things, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, when you start talking about people save people and people save people, real talk, man. If you called me a snitch, then you ain't go to jail, then how, you know, truthfully, I saved everybody. Truthfully, I saved everybody. You can go to the transcript, you can go to the paperwork and see that. You know what I'm saying? So always keep and remember that, bro.
Can I say something? Let me turn this down. Like other people, and I say this respectfully, like, you know, Brian Glaze Gibbs and like Terrence Gangsta Williams. They told on dudes that was dead, that was already in the ground. Not saying that was right, or if it was because, you know, them niggas is dead. They probably would have said, you know, they would be like, well, nigga, if I'm dead, you know what I mean? Go ahead, nigga, I'm dead. Nigga, you know, get out or whatever. And look at other, you know, like, listen, like the Mexican gangs, the Italian gangs, okay? In their culture, they would snitch on, I would say, especially like the Mexican shit, In their code, it's okay to snitch on niggas, black people, to snitch on them for them to get out and so off and so on. So it's a part of the code. Their code. When Frank Matthews, the biggest drug dealer that was bigger than the whole mafia, all of the mafia, Frank Matthews, and they still didn't catch him. He lived across the street from not Frank Costello. The motherfucker that, Castellano, that, Sammy the Bull and, you know, John Gotti killed. Frank Matthews lived across the street from them. And this is the time when Carlo Gambino was still alive. They told him to call police and watch the license plates that's in the Santa 3rd. They even sent henchmen, mafia men to Frank Matthews' crib. And he was like, nigga, if any hair on my body or any of my people, we will go down to Little Italy, Midtown, and kill all them guineas dead. He was bigger than the mafia. But anyway, you know, there's no record, there's no paperwork saying that DeHaven snitched on Jay-Z. There's none. He left the game. He told Jay-Z and Emery and them that, you know, that's it. He got that intuition, that gut feeling, and he left the game. I think he was going for like 3, 4 to 7 years, something like that. You know what I'm saying? And they came and got him afterwards because of what Emery Jones said over the phone. Not DeHaven. And DeHaven was out the game. They came and got him for what some shit that Emery said over the phone. Loose lips, sink ships. He just didn't snitch on Jay-Z. And he took it on the chin. So everybody looking at DeHaven as a snitch, but there's no paperwork. And it shows that's how he got off, because he wasn't even around. He didn't snitch on nobody to get out. It's just that he showed basically that they knew that he was even in, I think, North Carolina or Virginia or whatever the state was. He wasn't even down there no more. Matter of fact, I think he was North Carolina. He wasn't there. He was gone for years. You know what I mean? But anyway, sorry. Let's continue, goddammit.
I saved everybody. You know what I'm saying? Emory took the fall, but I saved everybody. Keep that in mind. You know what I'm saying? OG style. Like, shout out to everybody that's been supporting, you know, Marcy May. Like I said, Tubi, man, like, at some point, bro, we're going to be doing a deal. You know, we got some shit going on.
Let me see the phone. Try to charge it.
Stay with me, man, because, like, we're about to start showing you some, you know, the next chapter. Because we, like I said, we on a new level. There's new devils and shit. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. And like I said, this ain't no hate Jay-Z shit. Just let you know the facts. You know what I'm saying? Share this. You know what I'm saying? Share this. Share the facts, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you ain't seen Marcy May, you know what I mean? You playing yourself or you on here hate. I'm out. I'm going to leave you with that. Matter of fact, yeah, Mom, I'm going to leave you with that, and I'm going to tune out. I even listened to that shit a few more times. The shit is fire, yo. You should have did the whole shit by itself. I understand. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to prove a point with it. Yo, like, Kendrick Lamar, right? When that Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe shit, when Jay murdered that track, it's like, Kendrick was like, oh, hell no. No. Kendrick, that shit made Kendrick's shit go to, like, that's how you do it. You understand? You see how Kendrick did it? You know what I'm saying? He let Jay flow, and after he heard that shit, oh, nah, Kendrick said nah. So shout out to Kendrick, man. At Kendrick Lamar, tell him I was on to that shit when I heard it. And then you right. You killed it after that, bro. He bought something out of you, my nigga. I could tell he bought something out of you, my nigga. That shit touched me. So don't get me wrong, I'm celebrating. I ain't mad at him, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a part of history. He can't erase that. I'm just telling my story that makes you feel, I'm there. You're not going, you know, you want to see the whole story or y'all niggas want to see what he's saying, and it's cool, whatever. But when he start talking that shit, he talking us, bro. He talking my life. He talking the real shit. He talking about niggas that would have sold their soul and would have died for that shit. He talking about what he saw. He talking about our lives, niggas that sacrifice for real. So it's so deep. The music is so deep, and his words is it's like fentanyl to these niggas. It's really like fentanyl to these niggas' minds that can relate to this shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's so deep. You know what I'm saying? He talking that Emory did 10, came back, got interest, did do all this and this. Not mention, you know, Emory's my co-defendant. Don't get it fucked up. You understand? Don't get it fucked up with the names and order in that shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Emory did 10. I ain't do nothing.
I wanted to bring it back a little bit. Just a little bit for a little bit.
You understand what I'm saying? And it is what it is. It just shows, you know, how they try to rewrite history. I'm here, my nigga, and Marcy May. Shout out to Tubi. Y'all ain't seen Tubi yet. Y'all ain't seen my shit on Tubi yet. Y'all better share that shit. Shout out to Tubi, man. We doing good numbers. I don't want to switch off the track, but shout out to Tubi. Them days, you ain't seen it, get at it, share it, keep sharing it, because we coming up off of that. So when he started talking like that, you know what I'm saying, Emory in 10 years and this and that and all this, yo, what we sacrificed for this game, he talking about real shit. But it just ain't him, it's us, the niggas that was really in the trenches. He will never have these stories to talk about if he ain't see this shit. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just so real with it. He said he got away. His record is clean. Clean, my nigga. You feel me? His record is clean. Why you think that, my nigga? Why you think his record is clean? Because Real talk, when I say, yo, it would be none of this shit without me, my nigga. It would be none of this shit without me. It would be no Rockefeller, Dame Dash, all that shit without me. Because you guys, you label me as a snitch, right? You know, we knew that shit wasn't official. But real facts is, if I was to snitch, nigga, it would never, nobody be out here. None of y'all niggas would be telling no story. So who saves who? Nigga, who saves who, my nigga? Need to keep that in mind, my nigga. Y'all need to keep that in mind. Really, that me only did 10 because he did 10, bro.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that.
You say Emery does, my nigga. Why you think his record is clean? Because, real talk, when I say, yo, it would be none of this shit without me, my nigga. It would be none of this shit without me. It would be no Rockefeller, Dame Dash, all that shit without me. Because you guys, you label me as a snitch, right?
All right. Now, look, I'm trying to look up the Tubi shit. I'm trying to look up the Tubi shit, meaning, you know, for the Marcy Mamie. I seen it a while ago when it was on Vimeo, some shit like that. Vimeo, whatever. Excuse me, hold on. Excuse me. And I paid for it, $14.99. Now, I respect Jay-Z. I respect Jay-Z. I respect the bars. I love that song God Did. He killed that shit. You know what I mean? Just look. The Haven put Jay-Z under the wing. Thank you. Jay-Z put him under the wing to sell drugs. The Haven had Jay-Z in his crib. Mom's cooking and all that, where his mom wasn't around, this, that, and third. He spent the night in the Haven's crib. That's why on that Marcy Mamie, his the Haven moms basically just, you know, spilt the beans. It was like, I don't know why his moms is acting like that now, this, that, and the third. And here's the thing. The Haven told Jay-Z, the Emery, that he's going to, you know, he's getting out the game. He's, you know, he's out. And Jay-Z wanted his connect. You know what I'm saying? And he basically bounced. Emery was talking loose over the phone. So the years that the Haven left, they still kept, you know, feds always keep archives and shit like that. Got, you know, basically, you know, I guess included the Haven. But when they look at it in hindsight, that he was already out the game. They really didn't have anything on him like that. So I would think, you know, just common sense, that why Jay-Z wouldn't be mad at Emery for the feds even coming at them. Because Jay-Z was never on the phone. Jay-Z was never on the phone. They wasn't even looking for Jay-Z, if I'm not mistaken. It was from Emery talking on the phone. I think Jay-Z just respect Emery because he didn't snitch on Jay-Z. Because if anything, look at it. He just said Emery was my co-defendant. And how they got locked up and all that is because of what Emery said on the phone. Emery just did not talk about Jay-Z or snitched on him. That's how Jay-Z got off and Emery did the 10 years. But the Haven was locked up with Emery. You know what I mean? But he cleared his fucking conscience and he took it to trial because he was out the game years prior. And they have nothing on them. They just have Emery talking. He was the reason. I'll just say this. I want to take some calls. I want Brooklyn to Cali. Call in right now, my G. Listen. The saying is, niggas is not a killer. Niggas act like they're a killer till a real killer comes in the room. The Haven is Jay-Z's big homie. Niggas is praising Jay-Z. So if the Haven is in the room with Jay-Z and they praising Jay-Z, right? Jay-Z's going to feel some kind of way because he know this is the real nigga I got it from. The whole Reasonable Doubt is the Haven. The only thing that happened, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to put Mike on, is that they had some party that they was throwing in Virginia, and Dame Dash wanted the Haven to, put out the flyers and this, that, and third, and that shit just got, it turned out fucked up. So that's how it became bad blood. But at the end of the day, Jay-Z know. If anything, and I'm going to say allegedly, he know that his game, everything came from the big homie, the Haven, where he was in motherfucking Trenton, New Jersey, North Carolina, Virginia. That was the Haven. That was him. Anyway, Brooklyn and Cali, what's good, King?
What's good, my brother?
Ain't shit, my G. Talk to me.
Hey, man, look. I don't have no problem with the Haven speaking his mind and telling his story. The problem I be having with it is every time Jay do something, then the Haven say something. Like, nigga, stand on your own too, bro. That's why niggas is not, that niggas don't be respecting that shit. Like, whatever happened in the past is the past, and we talking about what's going on right now. Reasonable Doubt is just one album.
Well,
one
album. No. I have to cut you off on that. Because he said some shit about him in Fade to Black. Hard Knock Life Volume 1 and 2. All of that. That's what I'm saying. He explained all of that shit.
I'm saying Reasonable Doubt because you said Reasonable Doubt was all him. That's why I'm saying Reasonable Doubt is just one album. Jay-Z is not confined to just one album. Jay-Z got a lot of classic albums that don't have nothing to do with Reasonable Doubt.
Hold on. I'm sorry. His Dope Game Talk. Right? That Dope Game Talk. That's from the Haven. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
So all that shit was from him.
I understand that. Like I said.
And he's still talking about it to this day.
The only problem I have with that is what do we know about what the Haven is doing unless Jay-Z come out and say something?
Say that one more time. I heard you say it one more time.
I said, what do we know about what the Haven is doing unless he riding the coattails of Jay-Z doing something or saying something? We don't know. We don't hear nothing about the Haven. We don't know nothing about the Haven. We know that his shit is on Tubi, but other than that, we don't know nothing about the Haven because what is he actually doing?
Because Jay-Z called him a snitch.
I get
called
that.
Him a snitch. That's why when he came home early YouTube, that's why he came out and did the documentary in Marcy Projects. That's why he was doing exactly what he was doing. And then, did you look at the Marcy Made documentary?
I looked at some of it. I looked at most of it.
All right.
That's
so
what I said.
The most of it, what you got from it, what is your thoughts on that?
I feel like everybody was there. I'm not saying the Haven was never there. I would never say that because clearly he is a part of what that situation was. Just like Emery, just like Jay, they all was in that shit together. I'm not
wasn't for the Haven, Jay-Z would not be there. He put Jay-Z under the wing. When they first left Marcy, they went to Trenton, New Jersey. That was the Haven's family. That's where it all started from.
I get all of that. What I'm saying is this. Are we talking about Jay-Z as a rapper? Are we talking about Jay-Z as a drug dealer? Are we talking about Jay-Z's longevity in the game? Are we talking about Jay-Z's ability to reinvent himself, to stay relevant? What are we actually talking about? Because if all we're talking about is what DaHaven is saying, that's only a small part of what's going on as far as the music. Because this we're talking about what he rapped, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about what he rapped. The bottom line is this to me. He's 52 years old. He's still sharp lyrically.
No, he's older than Jay-Z. So he's probably 55.
I get that. Or 55, 54, 55. That's even better. Still sharp lyrically. Still able to do what he need to do to get his point across and still respected by his peers. That's why niggas like Rick Ross. That's why niggas like fucking Lil Wayne. And that's why other niggas, they want that Jay-Z verse still. It ain't never changed.
Fact.
That ain't never changed.
All right. So let me ask you this question then. And I'm objective, so I'm not taking nobody's sides. I'm on both sides, but I'm objective. Do you think that he snitched on Jay-Z?
No, I don't think he snitched on Jay-Z. The nigga that
so
got
that
him
is
in
the problem. Why they are at odds? That's the problem. That is the root of why it is what it is, brother.
Okay, and I get that too. But if the nigga don't never want to deal with that shit, right? Him coming out speaking every time Jay-Z do something is not going to make Jay-Z deal with that shit. It's not. If that nigga wanted, it's just like Jay and Dane. Them niggas don't really deal with, they ain't really dealt with nothing. Jay gave Dame the props he was supposed to give him at that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame shit because Dame is a fucking intricate part of what Jay-Z is when it comes to this music shit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And just like you saying, DaHaven is XYZ to Jay-Z when it comes to the drug shit. He ain't a drug dealer no more. It ain't even no reason to talk about
that whole 4 minute verse. What is he talking about? He's still talking about where he came from. But I definitely get what you're saying. And Jay-Z's talking about where he came from as far as the drug dealer thing and how he elevated. You know what I mean? How he elevated, and that's why he said that they gave the right niggas wealth, the wrong niggas wealth. You know what I'm saying? So I understand Jay-Z's plight. So I'm just trying to put myself in DaHaven's shoes. He's basically saying something because what he said on that long verse, the Jay-Z's life that he's painting a portrait, that's his life and DaHaven's life. And you know what I mean? That's, you know.
I know.
He's the little bro.
I agree with you. That's why I said I would like to see DaHaven do something away from when Jay-Z is putting something up. Stand on your own, bro. That's why it don't go nowhere. It looks like he trying to ride the nigga coattails. That's what it looked like to me. I'm not saying DaHaven is lying because I believe DaHaven. I believe DaHaven was there. I believe DaHaven is part of what transpired back in the days when they were selling drugs. I absolutely
But hold on. Listen, me and you, Mike, me and you, we grew up together.
Right.
I'm older than you, this, that, and the third. You in my mom's crib. We feeding you, protect you. When your mom's at home, you sleeping at our crib, my crib. You know what I'm saying? Doing all those things for you, sticking up for you, all that. Niggas try to get at you. He went the motherfucking, his jewels got stolen. He went to some of the projects. Damn, they got killed because of Jay-Z. He got shot because of Jay-Z uptown on an uptown hot block. I got my side sprayed up. All of those things. And then you didn't even go to his sister's funeral. Didn't even pay no respects, no nothing. It's like even his mom's like, yo, like what the fuck happened? And why nobody is not looking at Emery? Fest came because of him.
See, and that's why I look at it.
That's why it's like They sandbox. It's a whole story, not just drug dealing. They was together before the drug dealing. All of that. He put them under the wing. It's a long history for that.
It's three sides to every story, though. I don't think he stepped away from him without a reason. That's all I'm saying.
Facts.
It's gotta be a reason. It's his side, it's the Haven side, and it's the real truth. It's three sides to the story. I just don't know what all the intricate details are. I just think, like I said, I don't have a problem with DeHaven. I don't have a problem with him wanting to get his story out there because his story deserves to be told. But when you're trying to align that shit with Jay-Z, at this point, 26, 27 years later, it looks away.
It's like beating a dead dog.
It is. You know it is. I'll put it like this. It's just like Game dissing Eminem, right?
Yeah, that shit.
Eminem is aligned with Jimmy Iovine. Nobody is hearing what the fuck Game is saying as long as Eminem and Jimmy Iovine is together.
Right.
Jimmy Iovine is the monster. He's the nigga with the power. You dig what I'm saying? Jay-Z is the nigga with the power. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought the verse was cool. He got his shit off. I thought Wayne's verse was cool. He got his shit off. I thought Rosé's shit was cool. I just look at it like this. Rap is entertainment. Everybody takes from somewhere for inspiration. Jay-Z is not the first nigga to call himself the God MC. I've heard Rakim was saying that shit first.
That's right. He's the God MC.
Busta Rhyme referred to himself as that. So he's not the first to do that either. I just, you know, I feel like niggas like who they like, and they pick and choose who they want to nitpick with when it comes to certain shit. And, you know, I feel like the popular nigga always get, he's the hood champ until he get that mainstream popularity. Then once he get the mainstream popularity, then the nigga is something else. And for some odd reason, we don't fuck with him. That's blacks in a nutshell, in a sense.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But listen, man, hold on, let me see. All right, man, you're Brooklyn Cali, you know you're my guy. I'm going to take this call. I think this is Mega. Matter of fact, stay on. Hold up.
Yeah. All right.
757, this is Virginia. Who this?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Yes, what's good?
Oh, I think Jay-Z need to give DeHaven his flowers. And as far as Emery was the one behind the feds, and Jay-Z still bigging him up, he need to do the same thing for DeHaven and stop acting like he don't know the man. It's just crazy with all this back and forth. Because I do believe DeHaven. DeHaven is speaking true facts. And Jay-Z, as far as reasonable doubt and all that, he is speaking about DeHaven. And for him to just stop being friends with him, it's just crazy. And DeHaven been there for him in their younger days. And regardless of him getting locked away or just gone away, he shouldn't have dropped DeHaven like that.
Right.
That's all I got to say.
Hey, love, thank you for your call.
All right.
Peace. I'll say this real quick. You know, Jay-Z, you know, basically did what he did for a reason. There's a reason why Jay-Z is not fucking with him like that. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason for that. And until he speak upon it, then we only going to go by one side, you know. But when Jay-Z did do little subliminals about it, it was only going at DeHaven as a snitch when there's paperwork showing that he's not, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, we could only just, have a legitimate assumption, you know what I'm saying? A legitimate speculation and go by what, you know, that one side of the story of what the Haven is saying. You understand what I'm saying? But sometimes I say this in closing, and then I'm going to let Mike close out, then we out. I would just say sometimes, well, most of the times, you know, we all come from the hood and this, that, and the third. You know, there's some people that I don't want to say it like that, but betray a certain type of image. But, you know, he was definitely in the game doing this thing. So, you know what I'm saying? He even shot his brother at 12. You know what I mean? So Jay-Z ain't no punk motherfucker. So I'm not coming at him like that. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, you know, if you being praised about something, but your big homie is the real reason why you are who you are, at some point, you just need a reason, any little reason, just to keep that nigga at bay, take all the praise. It's all for someone. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. But anyway, Mike, what you got to say, King, in closing?
In closing, man, first and foremost, I just want to say what up to everybody in the chat. One love to everybody in the chat. I hope everybody doing well. You know what I'm saying? In closing, I just like to say this shit is just entertainment, man. Like, everybody take from everybody, man. Like, if you think about all these rappers out here, the only ones, for the most part, that was really, really, really living what they was fucking rapping is niggas that's in the grave right now. And that's, I mean, think about it. Think if you think about all these upper echelon MCs, who here that's really, really, that was really, really, really just fucking just killing everything, moving, and all, you know, all the shit that we hear in the music that we love so much because we do love this hip-hop thing.
Facts.
These niggas is not here no more, man. I look at these niggas like I look at Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone and all these other niggas. These niggas is actors. You know what I'm saying? I don't know these niggas personally. I am a fan of their music. I am a fan of their story. I learned their story through their music. That's what I'm a fan of. All that other bullshit is just that. I just feel like if the Haven want to make a name for himself for real, if the Haven really want to eat and the Haven really want to do his thing, he won't wait till Jay-Z do something for him to be out here trying to do something too. Keep pushing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got love and respect for the Haven because I know he's telling the truth. I never thought he was lying. I just say that it's something that happened between him and Jay that keeps Jay at a distance from that nigga.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
And I see Enoch in the chat, the same with Dane. Man, I'm gonna keep look, bro.
Calvin,
if we all don't see how Dame is, man, Dame is a smart motherfucker. But Dame think he the star. That shit would never work.
Yeah, he's too fucking arrogant. He's too arrogant.
He's too
man.
Fucking arrogant. The motherfucker thinks he is the rapper. You start seeing that nigga doing them goofy ass dances in the video, you knew you had a problem.
That's right.
Jazzo didn't want to sign the motherfucking deal.
Right.
Beanie spent all his fucking money. Beanie spending his money. Man, look. A lot of these niggas, I'll put it like this. Beanie Sigel couldn't stay out of jail. What the fuck was Jay-Z supposed to do?
That's
Beanie
right.
Beanie Sigel in the streets. Beanie Sigel was dope as fuck. You are a fucking liability, man.
Right.
I only could hold your hand for so long, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Beanie was the hardest. Sometimes Beanie was shitting on Jay-Z when they got on songs together. He's smoking that nigga. And I love Jay-Z, but that nigga Beanie used to give that nigga problems sometimes.
That's right. Fact.
That's real shit. You know me and you talk to
me. Especially the when he got at fucking Jadakiss. Nigga, Beanie
man.
Went in.
Beanie did go in, but you know Jada Kiss had it. You just a worker and your boss is my man.
That's right.
Hey, man. But Broad Street Bully was ill as fuck. These niggas, in so many ways, sabotaged themselves. Because you can't start where Jay is. I know you feel like you should be able to, but Jay, brick by brick by brick, even stepping on some niggas to get up there, because I'm not saying he didn't. In business, it happens. He's there for a reason. I ain't never met no nice businessman. I ain't never met no nice, successful businessman. Every one of them niggas got a little bit of cutthroat in them.
That's right. Power corrupts, absolutely.
But I ain't here to talk niggas' ears off. I just want to say one love to everybody in the chat, man. You know what I'm saying? Peace out to you, Mike, man. One love to you. I hope you and your family, everybody doing well. And one love on this Sunday night, man. You know what I'm saying? Monday morning.
My nigga Brooklyn the motherfucking Cali, my G.
Yes, sir. Stay up, bro. One love.
One love. Peace.
One love. Peace.
Yeah, man. That's real shit. So, like, Cedric Page said, he said, Hope outsmarted him, and he definitely did. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. All right. Let me talk it off. So, absolutely. So, at the end of the day, no doubt, Mrs. Toya East. No doubt, love. Only thing I would say in closing, everybody, I hope everybody have a great weekend and a great week. Jay-Z was, you know, it was just in the alignment. You know what I'm saying? It was just God's plan. You know what I'm saying? And Jay-Z is the one. Neo. So, salute to the God. Salute to Jay-Z. I respect where the Haven is coming from as well. But Jay-Z went through that experience, capitalized on it, and he did what he had to do, and he is who he is. And I'm going to say, like I said on my last live, niggas is not fucking with Jay-Z, period. Period. Lyrically. Shit, business-wise, niggas is not fucking with Jay-Z, period. 53 years old, still out-rapping everybody without writing. Without writing. Okay? So, salute to the God, salute to Jay-Z, man. You know, salute to him. And I'm going to leave it like that, man. Everybody have a blessed night. I'll be on tomorrow. Y'all be good. Be safe. All that good shit, man. And I'm out. Peace.